The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
We may actually be ready. Here we go. The Bard of Broadcasting, wandering in the Bone Garden, waiting for the artist D so we can get a roll in here on the annual roll call from the Bone Garden right here. Total Chronicles on the Manor's Name and Order, time for the show. And I'm here. Stay with us for as long as it takes us to get through the roll call. Okay. Right? Wake up, it's night. Wake up, Dean, it's night.
Dean,
wake up. Oh, we have a great, well, that's a terrible thing to say. We have a great list for you guys. One of these years will be great just to say, hey, well, we're just gonna shoot the crap here because we don't have a list, but we do. And we're gonna celebrate the lives of many who didn't make it to 2019. So here we go, shortly, after the usual theme song right here. Wow, right on cue. That is amazing cue. That was amazing timing.
Wasn't it though? I have very good timing.
That is amazing because I am completely thrown off here by any number of things trying to distract me, and then for some reason or another, you know, to Skype. Oh my God,
it's horrible.
Oh, jeez.
More reason to know and believe that the internet is a dumpster fire.
Why did they just destroy all of my contacts?
Because you have a new account.
Why should be a new account? I've had this account forever. Why did they suddenly take everybody and throw them out?
Because I went to your old account and it says you weren't there. And I found you on a new account.
Well, what does my old account say? I don't get it. It's the same account. It's Frank Catolo.
I'm not sure.
Well, we made it anyway.
So this one is live: Frank Catolo.
What?
The other one is frank.catolo.
Who asked? You see? And then they have the audacity.
Who told them to do that?
They have the audacity to suddenly change my title.
Oh.
You know, how much can you complain, though? It's free. You know, until they tell me like that. Remember, what was it? A Podomatic? What was it?
Podomatic, yes.
Remember them?
I do remember them.
Sons of bitches. They suddenly... it was all of a sudden, it was like, hey, Frank, you can't put up any more of this stuff. Well, I'll delete some and put some... No, you got to pay. Yeah, well, you got to go then. That's it for them.
That's the internet in the 21st century.
Oh, man. So welcome back. How you doing? Everything okay?
I'm good. I'm okay.
And I found out about this a while ago, but I didn't think about it today because, you know, we're on a whole new platform also. I had to change all my settings to get hooked up into the server because, believe it or not, this is a bit of news in case anybody knows what, anybody know. Do you ever hear of Radio Loyalty?
I have.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, SRN used to have that platform. Yeah.
So there was that. It was like, oh, you're going to get change all your settings, which I did, and everything was fine. But then I said, oh my goodness, I got, who's ever listening will be listening, and then of course they can listen on Juice Talk. But I think most people found out, and so that's that.
Thanks to SRN's tweet, I was able to find it, and I tuned in much easier than that Radio Loyalty BS.
It's all new, and it's really supposed to be good, and so far...
It's much better. Yeah. Give my compliments to Phil.
I sure will.
And his blushing new bride.
Yes, and everyone else who's listening who has had trouble before, you're back and you're in for more trouble, but it should clear a lot better than it did. So we have to get started. Now, here's the only problem I have is I've also lost, I told you I became a Google person, right?
Right.
And I love it, and I'm working on Google, I told Microsoft Word that they, what they could do with themselves. I told that story, that's gone. So now I'm a Google Docs guy and everything's going well. Oh. And then, and I'm trying to get used to Gmail because Yahoo's kind of weird now. And I'm trying to get used to Gmail, and then they do weird things. They don't tell you how to do anything,
They do weird things over here at Google, yes.
And so I go there, and I said, well, geez, I you and I emailed, and I went, well, okay, that email's gone. So, I'm cleaning up, and I realize, oh my God, it's connected to the stream that has all the links.
Oh no.
So you know where you are with the list, and I don't have the list now. And
then, oh no.
So I went to the and you can't go to the trash like you could in Yahoo and just go, if you didn't empty it, you could just you find it there. No, Google's just like, no, you're gone. You're finished. It's gone. You threw it out. It's gone. It's a thread. It's something important. Screw you. It's gone.
That's the theme of the internet today. Screw you.
Can you send that email to me again?
I can.
Okay,
absolutely.
That'd be good because then let me get back to where I was here.
I just had to find it myself and then.
Oh, here it is. I messaged you. Now I got you. I messaged you. I tried to call, but it says you're not online. So that's when you were looking for my new one.
When I was looking
for
you. Yeah.
All right. So there you go with that. So now you'll send me one and it'll be a new one. It won't be connected to this, or will it be connected to this thread?
It probably will bring the thread back up to the top of your box.
Ah, I'm learning this. And then what's this thing all of a sudden? There's something that you list. There's this thing comes up and it says sent 8 days ago to some other mail I had, right? Sent 8 days.
Oh, it's reminding you to do something?
Follow up?
Yes, yes. I have to dismiss those all the time. They're like, would you like to follow up?
What are they? What?
What?
What? I mean, what am I? I know what I gotta do.
It's this world. It's this brainless world. I'm tired.
Now I'm thinking, here's Bones. I don't think it's that brainless. I think it's just that everything they do on the internet, anyone ever does, even YouTube, I was talking about that before, how, they say, you might like this, based on what?
How do you know what I like? What are you talking about?
Because they're like, you like this, so here's this. Here's a bunch more like this. And it's like, no, that's the only one I like with that. They think, they're going for the lowest common denominator with everything. And
they are.
People like you and I who are, more eclectic.
Right. A higher common denominator.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
We get it. And we don't need to know. We don't need to be told what we might like. We know what we like. And we know what we got to do.
And we're doing it right now, here at Cotolo Chronicles. We are going to I'm going to the list that we will share, and we're going to start the roll call. There's nothing on here. Oh, wow. Look at this. And wow. And once again, we're going to be stumped and fooled, and we're going to be, oh no, was that this year? And I didn't know that happened. And all that stuff is going to happen right now as we go. This is the roll call from the Bone Garden.
And we made it.
And we're here again. Thank goodness.
Not on the list yet again.
Even though the internet tried to kill us too.
It did. It's been trying for a while.
And look what came up. Freaking ads. Ads underneath the thing here. These are dead people. Don't they have any respect for this list? Look at this. Now what happened?
No,
look at this. Oh, really? I mean, they just took over the entire page with only NetJets.
Yeah. I had to reduce that, yes.
No,
it tried me too. It tried to kill me.
Okay.
But I survived.
Settle down or we'll do so much yelling, we'll wake up the dead. We'll have no list.
All these people will be back.
But we do want to say this. We're going to be here on Cotolo Chronicles doing the Bone Garden roll call until we're done. We don't have any particular reason to stop.
No.
We have nobody else coming on after us or anything, so we're just going to do it. We're not going to start rushing at those poor people at the end who always get just a mention. Hurry up!
A marathon of bones.
Yeah, so we'll get through them, and for all we know. Now what? Now watch what will happen. We'll be done before you know it.
We'll be done 30 minutes early. We'll have plenty of time.
So here's the artist, D, once again. And now before we go on, before we do the list here, tell everyone whatever's new. You got new shows, no shows, do show, whatever. I just keep sending people over to your, to theartistd.com, and then whatever they find.
It's all we can do right now. Yeah. Send them to theartistd.com. Things happen when they happen. I was supposed to be doing shows. Well, I don't do shows.
You know more, but you are. You were doing,
I am. They're just so hit and miss because things are just so difficult with this internet these days.
So what are you doing? You're doing the breakfast?
I'm doing the Fabulous D show or my fabulous show. That's Wednesday with the little child sometimes. And then we're doing the breakfast thing. Anne Marie and I are on Saturday mornings at, nine in the morning.
Eastern.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You're up at like six?
I'm up at seven to pour my mimosa and sit here and do a little bit of talking when I can. And that's the other problem. Who gets up that early? Who gets up at all anymore?
I don't know. Certainly the people we're going to mention tonight do not have that problem.
No, they're not getting up again. But we love them and we honor them here.
This is
no negative spins.
Yes, yeah, we want to remind everyone that when we laugh or when we cavort about the various things connected to these people, we are not making fun of them. And we said this a long time before everybody started to get touchy about what you say about who and what.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that. And we'll have many stories, probably. I don't know. I forgot who died, but there'll be lots of personal stories and things like that. So stay with us. And if you cannot remember it eventually, maybe even before the night is out and day is out.
It's true.
It'll be on juicetalk.com. So there you go. Here's the list starting right now. Here's the artist D to begin.
Apparently January 1st, we lost John Paul Stuhr, who was an actor on Star Trek The Next Generation. He was only age 33.
Rozenko, didn't he play Alex Rozenko?
I think so. Yes, he did.
I don't know him. I didn't know that. I see it here. I don't know him, but again, that's good you started with him too, because as I told everyone, and we tell everyone all the time, we're not just sticking with, our list is so long, because we're not just sticking with, the two or three, big ones, or however they classify the big names. Everyone gets a shot at this if you're on the big list, no matter what category you fall into.
Speaking of shots, he did shoot himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, that's why he died at age 33. So it was his decision.
He didn't want to make it to the next generation.
He did not want
apparently. I don't know him. You see, now there we go. Right off the bat, people are going, that's horrible. It's a suicide. But I'm just saying. I mean, it is a suicide, so there's nothing we can do about it.
No.
And apparently a lot of depressed people happen to decide to take a long I forgot what I was going to say. You know what they call it?
And more every year. I don't know what they're taking, but as we go.
A long-term solution for a short-term problem. There you go.
Yes, that is a very long-term solution.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had to make it up, but anyway. I knew this. Next one, Ray Thomas. He's the guy on Moody Blues that no one really knows because he just stood there with his – and he was old, wasn't he? Yeah.
76.
He would stand there with his with a tambourine and just while they're all this incredible this noise and music is coming from everywhere, and he would do that, and he wrote one of their nicest songs called About the Sea for My Lady, and that's all I know about him. But I always remember, and I key into these people who are not the biggest. In groups, you do too, right? You know what I'm saying?
I do. Oh yeah, yeah. He's the tambourine man.
Yeah, that was him. So, yeah.
And it's those people that stand out to us, unlike others.
And he's probably not on any gosh damn NBC list. All right, enough of all this being the best. Let's just prove it.
We lost him to prostate cancer, and then on the 5th, we lost Jerry Van Dyke.
Yes.
Who played in the TV show My Mother the Car.
Yeah, Mary, we've talked about that too, a lot of people don't even know that. And there are things, and remember, take out your notebook, people, and write, dish down, because there are so many things you might want to look for. For instance, are there clips of My Mother the Car on YouTube?
There are.
Yeah,
there better be. Yeah, and you should write that down. I write all things down.
Do you have to pay for it, though?
Soon.
Jerry Van Dyke was 86.
One way or another, we have to pay.
You know, he's a younger brother of Dick Van Dyke, for those of you who don't know, and said, hey, there's a Van Dyke. Is that it? Yes, for those of you who don't know. And the odd thing about it is his brother, his older brother, is nearing 100.
Wow.
Yes, Dick Van Dyke is nearing 100. He appears in the new Mary Poppins movie, Mary Poppins Returns. And the reports from the set are that the guy's absolutely nuts. He danced on a table, and I don't think they use CGI or anything. So at 90 something, he's up there dancing on a table. And you know what? They'd know him more from Coach than,
They would, and yet I wouldn't. I know him better from the car.
And the guy who created Coach, who was a friend of mine and was on this list a couple of years ago, died. So I guess that's just a coincidence.
There's the connection.
I can't, anyway. John Young, here's one. Who's John Young? Name five astronauts. Would John Young come up?
Not usually.
Yeah.
Apparently he flew on the first manned Gemini mission in 65.
That's why.
You know? And five more missions, including a moonwalk. So he actually walked on the moon.
And he'll never have a bad movie made about him, like what's his name had?
like so many.
Well, Neil Armstrong had they made a movie about Neil Armstrong, and nobody went to see it. Unless it was that a Netflix movie? Did that really come out?
No, that was a real thing. That was a real movie.
Wow. A real movie right now, one of those little Netflix ones that you have to pay for. No, and the theater. You know what theaters are, young people? John Young, dead at 1972, he went. You know, there was a whole time when, you know, the Gemini mission, we did a whole show about this. Let's move on. We got so many to do. We missed a lot of the names of those people because the public got tired of people. We got tired of people going to the moon after a while.
Exactly. We had too many people on the moon.
And he got annoyed there. Next. Now we're up to the 8th of January, friends. See, we've got a long way to go.
Moving along smoothly with Denise LaSalle, a blues singer, recognized as the queen of the blues. Top hit was Trapped by a Thing Called Love in 71.
I know a lot of songs, but I don't know that. And I don't know Denise LaSalle, but I
can't say I do either.
I'm going to look into that. That was the 8th. Also on the 8th, Donnelly Rhodes, Canadian actor. He was in the TV show Soap. He died. He was 80. You know, and again, let's keep emphasizing, Dee, that, the ages, because we like it when we get a lot of old ages, right?
Yes, that's much better.
Right. So there you go. Donnelly Rhodes dead at 80.
He was on a lot of stuff, but I can't place him.
I mean, I don't know him by my name. Probably. Yeah, a lot of these people you don't know, we don't even know by name. We have to look. And, so, you know, we'll know by face, and you would too.
We promise.
Yeah.
But on the 10th, it was Eddie Clark, another musician. Oh, this was the guitarist for the band Motorhead.
Pneumonia. Geez, do people still die of pneumonia? 67. As far as I'm concerned, that's too young, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Pneumonia. People still die of pneumonia. Isn't that amazing?
It is. What kind of world do we live in?
Wow. And, you know, I wonder if... I wonder if they have to pay, their estate has to pay for YouTube and Word if it runs out. Anyway, Keith Jackson, you know, there are people, I'm not afraid to say this because, a great old stand-up comic friend of mine, whose name I won't mention because when we get enough names to drop here. You know, he used to say, you know, when people die, he used to start his routine by talking about people who die. How come everyone loves people who die? You know, the person who hates, yeah, people never gets up. No one ever gets up and says, this dirty bastard couldn't die soon enough for me, right?
It's true.
And usually it was something personal. There are people that I wasn't crazy about or didn't know, and I hate to see anyone die, but I knew of Keith Jackson. But I was never into, even when I was at all into sports, college football would not waste my time.
No. I pay very little mind to the sportscasters of the world.
But Keith Jackson dead. We'll move on.
To Jean Porter, an actress, contract actress for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who appeared in over 30 movies from 38 to 61. She was old at 95.
They didn't mention one movie, so I guess contract actress. So she's just walking in and out of movies.
She just did. Right? Exactly. 30 movies. See, that's one after the other. We just don't know what.
But she's in the roll call. She's not going to be at the Academy Awards. I dare them to show Jean Porter, right? When they do their memorial. Same thing with Naomi Stevens, who died the same day. It was contract actress death day, or it was somewhere in heaven. If there's a heaven, they said, we gotta get some of those contract actresses up here.
We're taking the contract actresses now.
Naomi Stevens. See, she played Mrs. Dreyfus in a, it was a great movie. She was 92, not when she played it, but I don't remember her.
No.
But you would remember it if you saw it.
The years go by and we forget more and more people.
Yeah. Go on.
Dan Gurney.
Go on.
Go on.
Dan Gurney in January 14th. He was a race car driver and an owner, and he won races in the Formula One, IndyCar, NASCAR, Can-Am, and Trans-Am series. He died of pneumonia too, but he was old. Old people do die of pneumonia.
Yes, it does, because the lungs get older and they can't handle, the water. This guy was not, and you know what happens to a lot of people when they get pneumonia? And we should not do jokes. I said, not any people, but old race car drivers get pneumonia. And the only thing they could do when they're old, and they have pneumonia is drive in the Formula 44, race. Wow, nobody got it. Not even you, huh? Was it Formula? What's the name of that cough medicine? Formula? Isn't it 44? Formula 44?
I think you're on to something.
Okay, well, we'll move on. We'll work on it for another day.
Well,
all right, go
put
ahead.
That in the archives. Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer of the Cranberries.
It is Formula 44. It's Formula 44, by God. It is Formula 44. Some people drink it just to get drunk.
Yes.
Because it's alcohol. Who died now?
So that was a good joke, Frank. Thank you. Dolores O'Riordan, she was a singer, the lead singer of the rock band The Cranberries.
Oh, wait.
We know her.
She was only 46. Look at this. Unknown. Yeah. Oh, that's not
she
good.
She kind of, it was a Whitney Houston bathtub kind of incident, as I understand
it. Another drug-related thing, I guess.
I believe. I think that was the last I heard. But I could be wrong. There could be updates.
I don't know if anybody ever did a study. Because people who die in bathtubs, every time you hear it, well, you don't hear about all of them, obviously, and I don't know if there's a lot of them, but are 99% or 100% of them on drugs or medication or something? Because how do you drown?
I really wish to tell people, do not do drugs and bathe.
Do not fall asleep and bathe either, because you could die that way, I guess, huh?
You could, because you think you're dreaming of drowning, but then suddenly you're not. You are.
Yeah, 21 minutes into the, and we're not even up to. We didn't even do 1 minute. We're not even average, because we're 21 minutes and we're way behind here. A roll call from the Bone Garden. These are people who are and have been celebrated in their genre, in their profession. And here we go with more of them. We're still in January 2018. You might not remember any of these from, I mean, even if you know them. Go ahead.
Nor may you remember Peter Wingard, an actor from the UK, portrayed Jason King in TV shows Department S and Jason King. No idea.
No,
90 years old.
No, Department S. No, but good. Another old one. Thank you. Bradford Dillman. I knew of him, and I might have actually rubbed shoulders with this guy alone. He was in everything, so I do remember him. 87. Pneumonia!
Not a pneumonia this year.
You pronounce the next one because it looks like one of your phony names.
Thanks. Okay. Jessica Falcolt, an actress, an Australian actress, played Hope Morrison in TV series Home and Away. She died at 29, car accident. Ooh, killed her entire family.
Whoa, no!
Wiped them all out.
We don't like those.
No, not at all.
Yeah, but they don't say, our entire family might have been like one guy. We don't know. What do they mean?
Could be.
see, they don't tell you, and yet.
They make it sound far worse than it may have been.
Yes, exactly. Killed her entire family. Now, I don't know, but there was a point when I was 29, you couldn't fit my entire family into one car. How? You know what I'm saying? You'd need a bus. So she obviously didn't have a, that's a horrible thing. Oh boy, especially from, and this is coming from a person who almost died in a car accident. So, you know, I can say it, right?
Yes, okay. You can say it. And I just did a little bit of quick research. It was,
you're great at that. You are great at that. I love that about you. Go ahead, what?
Quite a few of her family. It killed both her parents instantly. Car burst in flames, and then her and her sister were pulled out and died later.
Oh, so there were.
Oh, and there was the 50-year-old driver too. The one who was driving that hit them. He also died.
So but he wasn't a member of their family, though, was he?
No, not a member of the family. No, that would have been really weird.
I don't like that at all. And I don't know her, but I don't. That's terrible.
That is. That's a terrible one. The next one, though, I can't believe. I can't believe I didn't know. Simon Shelton, he played Tinky Winky in the Teletubbies. So this is the recent Tinky Winky from 97 to 01. He died at age 52 of hypothermia.
They didn't wear much. You've ever seen them?
I saw them. They're completely naked beings.
Yeah. That's wild. And if someone had come up to me with a gun and said, and put it right to my temple and said, This gun, I'm going to pull this trigger unless you tell me the name of one Teletubby. I'm dead.
As would I
Tinky
be.
Winky? What were their names? Tinky Winky? Dinky Donkey? Dookie Lukey? Who knows? Wow, that's crazy. Teletubby.
And I don't know which one that is. It was the purple one, then it was the gay Teletubby.
You could only tell by color.
Oh, my God, it was. It was the purple Teletubby.
Not only
did a Teletubby die of hypothermia, but the purple gay one. It had to be the purple gay one.
Now, I didn't see the show or know this, but I didn't know that it was a mixed crowd.
It was. I must say, to our gentle listeners, I have never watched this show either.
How did they arrive on purple being the gay
I think gender? It was because he has a triangle on his head, so that's like the transgender triangle. Right. So it could have been a transgender Teletubby. How do you die of, where was he? What was he doing that he died of hypothermia?
I don't know. I'm still trying to get my head around transgender Teletubby. I can't get my head around that one, so I don't know how. That's weird. Wow. Okay. Olivia Cole, 2 days later, Olivia Cole played Matilda in the miniseries in Roots. She won an Emmy. Mm. She died of a heart attack at 75. I don't know the cast, but I'm sure I'd know her if I saw her. This next one I know.
Dorothy Malone?
Yeah.
Played Constance McKenzie. Oh, Peyton Place. Yes,
that's how they tell you. But she was big in those 50s noir movies.
Okay.
She's in a lot of those and other B and C movies. And she was 92. And she was a person who in January you would have said, you know, Dorothy Malone died. And everyone would have said, everyone who didn't know her would have said, I thought she died a long time ago. There was, it's one, you know, which is a shame to hear that anyway. But anyway, go ahead.
Alison Schirmer, film producer, worked on American Pie, Jason Bourne, Hunger Games, 54 of lung cancer.
Mm. Well, you know, I know that. Mm-hmm. Do we have to say anything about that?
It happens.
Wendell Castle. Here's a great one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The artist furniture maker. So he would be the artist F.
Yes.
Now you, the artist Z, here's the artist F.
We finally found him.
Probably the father of furniture art. We all know furniture art, right? Is that IKEA stuff or what? What is furniture art?
We love a good furniture art.
Furniture art.
I hope it's a little better than IKEA.
It's the stuff What was his name? Oh, Neil Diamond sang about. You know, and he said, and the worst line in pop history, worst lyric, and no one heard me, not even the chair. So apparently he was, maybe that's like, it was a, see now it explains it. Probably was a furniture art, a chair with ears.
And he thought it was listening, but it wasn't.
Go on.
John Coleman, a TV meteorologist. Even he's on here. And an original weatherman on ABC's Good Morning America in 75. Co-founder of the Weather Channel in 82.
One guy, co-founder. Yeah. Like nobody could have thought of that. One guy. finally stood up and went, look, they got a sports channel, they got a news channel, why not a weather channel? I mean, what, they, no one else could figure that out? When they say
they probably could, but he went in and they're like, really? Really, John?
What are you,
who wants that? He's like, guys, no, really.
What are you, nuts?
It's a channel all about weather.
I don't know if TV is, has the climate for a weather channel, but anyway, he, there could be like 100 co-founders though, because the co-founder doesn't mean just the other two, right?
Correct.
So there could have been like,
with a whole lot of other weather.
20 guys walked into the office. What office? I don't know. The news office. It said, let's do a spinoff weather channel. Weather where? Weather ahead. Or as Tom Savino would say, when he gave the weather reports on our original Dead Air program, he'd say, and now for the weather, and whether or not you care, whether or not you care, here's the weather. Go on.
By the way, hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Naomi Parker Fraley, credited as the inspiration for the Rosie the Riveter We Can Do It World War II poster.
Wow.
We all know Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, okay.
Well, now this one is interesting because year after year, people kept saying she was dead that year because nobody knew who she really was. They thought she was somebody else.
And when they found out...
The one.
They were riveted when they found out.
Absolutely riveted.
96. I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I guess. Okay. She'd be anywhere between 90 and 100 for World War II people. And she was, okay. We'll have to look at the poster again. Was that a Norman Rockwell? Oh, you look that up later, kids. You have to look it up now.
Write this down and look it up later.
But you know, we gotta be on. Yeah, but Naomi, no one, you're not gonna hear about her anywhere else. Bless you and R.I.P. NPF. Connie Sawyer, the clown princess of comedy, appeared in movies and TV from 1955 to 2014. Go ahead, give the age of this one.
105.
Holy crap, all right. The crown princess of comedy. I've got to see her face. Hold on, I got to open up these Google, and then go to Google Pictures, right?
What is it?
I got a tab going. What's her name again?
Sawyer.
Connie Sawyer. And let's get Connie Sawyer's picture so I could know. Dead. It says Connie Sawyer dead, but there's no big Hollywood Reporter. This is her. And they have a picture of her at 105. I'm supposed to recognize her? Here's another one. Okay, I don't know her.
I don't recognize any of these.
American...
But I can tell you, her first film was A Hole in the Head.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't go that far back. She was in Dumb and Dumber, When Harry Met Sally. She was in The Pineapple Express. Oh, she was in, like, current movies here.
Oh, and we don't have a clue.
Now we know her. There's more images if you look her up. You see, we will stop, my friends, at the more esoteric people because we want to know. Because they're not going to get the... You'll never hear it again. You'll never hear her again unless something comes up.
You'll never hear about the Clown Princess of Comedy.
Let's finish January. Go ahead.
Stacey Young, a model in the UK. Many, many appearances in the 80s music videos. Her husband is Paul Young, 52, brain cancer.
Ooh.
Mort Walker, a cartoonist, wrote newspaper comic strips. Beetle Bailey in the 1950s. Man. High and Lois.
I grew up with those. I know him. Yeah. I know that name just from reading it on the cartoons. Oh, he was 94. Okay.
And finally, for the last of January, the 30th, Mark Salling, an actor, musician, portrayed Noah Puckerman on the TV show Glee, if anyone ever watched that.
Well,
he also killed himself.
Yeah.
So we started January with a suicide. Ended January.
Puckerman? Suicide. I don't know. I don't know about that show. I never saw it, but
I've never watched. I heard it was musically inclined, and I turned it off.
Sure as hell depressed the hell out of him, though, didn't it?
It really
because
did.
Because that's horrible. Let's go to February 2018. We've got some names you will know again. Of course, let's just start really right off the bat. And if you want to read about Fidel Castro died on the first day of February 2018. And I know in one of my books there's a story about visiting Fidel. One of them. I don't even know anymore. Wait a second.
This is his son.
Oh, my goodness. I was wrong because he was dead before. Fidel Castro's oldest son.
And he killed him. Fidel Angel Castro, Diaz Balart.
Okay, so I can't even sell a book for that one. It has nothing to do with it. Suicide. Yeah. Yeah. How many did they say? How many did they say down there were suicide? His uncle probably whacked him. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's the way those guys do. Dennis Edwards was with the Temptations, and he's not the guy. This is not the guy who punched me in the face. That was because, as I've said many times, he's probably the original. I don't know if he's an original one, Dennis Edwards. See, because there at one point there were at least five or six groups, Temptation groups, out on the road singing their hits. So I don't know about the original guy. But anyway, he was 74. He's gone.
And Frank, this just in from Tom Savino on Twitter. He said Connie Sawyer was in Oh God. If that means anything to us.
Well, you know, a lot of people were there. He didn't give us a character or anything. So
okay.
All right. What did he find out? Anybody else who has anything?
Keep working on it.
Twitter is open, and D has Twitter open, and is so you can all get in there. Hashtag Bone Garden. How about that, huh?
There you go. Yeah. At the Artist D or at Frank Catullo.
Yeah.
Send some messages.
But, you know, get a hashtag.
Well, yeah, send them to me, though, because yeah, that's Frank's right. Not watching.
Exactly. I can't do that.
He's got other things to do.
I'm, you know, really. John Huntsman Sr. Oh, I missed Dennis Edwards. Oh, we did that. I missed him. I just learned he died 5 seconds ago, and I forgot. And, you know, here he is. That's because he might have punched me in the face. John Huntsman, one of them did. Huntsman Sr., businessman, philanthropist. Huntsman was known for his philanthropy, including Huntsman Cancer Institute. I don't know. I never heard of that one. Did you?
I've heard of the Institute, but okay. That's about it. Followed by John Mahoney, an actor who played Martin Crane on Frasier.
I saw him the other day. Totally forgot that he was in Moonstruck.
I was just saying, just the other day.
Yeah.
He's been dead all year.
No, not I saw him. I saw him. Schmuck. I saw him in Moonstruck. I was on. I watching a little bit of Moonstruck, and
that's
I went.
That's when he was in
yeah,
that.
I went, wow. That's probably the first time anyone saw him. Not anyone. His mother obviously saw him when he was born, but you know what I mean.
Him. Yes. Know what you mean.
February. We're in February. It's 9:35. Well, it's not 9:35. Who knows when you're listening to this? In the East Coast, we're 35 minutes. We'll do it really professionally. 35 minutes after the hour, this is Catullo Chronicles. Roll call from the Bone Garden 2018 with the Artist D and me.
Hi.
Here we go.
We're up to Mickey Jones on the 7th. He was a drummer for the first edition with Kenny Rogers. He was 76.
The other day I told someone, I said, I made a mention of a song and said Kenny Rogers, and this person did not know there was a first edition that he was with the group before that. Now you can't make fun of anyone who doesn't know that.
Do that.
You can't because you know, there's only, cause only complete, trivial junk that people who collect junk, people who collect trivial junk, inside of them, it's not, listen, they're not particular. Like, you know, it just goes in, right?
Right.
I care not to remember a song called, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition is in. I don't want to remember that, but I do. And I know for a fact that Kenny Rogers was in the first edition. And then he said, and then he broke up. There was never a second edition, by the way.
And that lives inside you forever.
I know. It's like, oh, darn. Go ahead.
Also on the 7th, we lost John Perry Barlow, a poet and cyber activist, lyricist for the Grateful Dead and founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
He wasn't the main lyricist. I forgot the guy's name, but he wasn't. So apparently, you know, there were a lot of lyricists for the Grateful Dead. I just odd saying Grateful Dead while we're doing this. Jill Messick was a producer. She's all that and she produced Mean Girls. Now, she killed herself. Jill Messick at 50, a producer is just a person with money, right? They have nothing, nothing creative about a producer. So sorry, Jill. Maybe that's why she said, I've had enough of this. I want some creative acknowledgement. Well, you got onto the Bone Garden list.
You got here. You made it.
Go ahead.
Reg E. Cathy, an actor. He portrayed Freddie Hayes in House of Cards, the recent House of Cards, age 59.
Never saw it, but I know of it.
Me either.
John Gavin is not the actor. John Gavin, I remember him He played Julius Caesar in Spartacus. I did not know that. And he was an ambassador. Yes, he was the ambassador to Mexico. I do remember that also. And I can't give you, he was on a couple of TV shows, series. 86, Leukemia.
Vic Damon, a singer-songwriter, that's, you're breaking my
wait,
heart.
Say his name again.
Vic Damon or Damone?
Yes, Vic Damone. Okay. You just showed your age right there. Vic
you're
Damone.
You're welcome.
Vic Damone. Yeah, I know anyone would say Damone or Vic Damone. So they would, anyone would have said that not knowing it.
Well, I clearly don't know him.
89, Vic Damone.
But he sang things.
And Tom, I know Tom's listening. Tom will remember Vic Damone. And then the next guy who I did not know, he died.
Here's your first one, Marty Allen.
I must have heard it or not. Marty Allen. Hello there. That was his thing. Hello there. And he,
okay.
Alan, did you ever see Alan and Rossi? Do you know?
Yes.
Him? Okay.
Yes, but I know, now that you said that, right. I know.
Hello there. That was a big thing. Hello there. Probably one of the last, aside from Rowan and Martin, one of the last the comedy teams, you know, I guess Tom and I don't count, but one of the last comedy teams. Hello there.
Yes.
He was 95. I think Rossi died enough. Steve Rossi was his name. He died a number. They also made a movie that bombed completely. But anyway, 95. He was 95. He probably went, goodbye there. I don't know. I wasn't. Goodbye there. That would have been great if he would have done. He would have made show business history. If he had a publicist, even if it didn't happen, his publicist should have put out that. He's 95, right? So when you're 95, it's okay to be a little humorous. You know, right? About the passing?
Right.
We're sorry,
yes,
or what have you, but Marty, and his last words were, goodbye there. That would be great. But they don't, you know? Go ahead. Go on.
They just don't. Louise Latham was an actress. She played Bernice Edgar in Alfred Hitchcock's movie Marnie in 64.
We like those.
I do remember her.
We like those ages. Go on.
Yeah, we do. Lassie, no. Not the dog. What? Lassie Lou Ahern, an actress.
What happened to Jarali?
We've got
Darrelly.
Because we don't know what we're...
Darrelly?
I can't pronounce any of this.
Darrelly Singletary. Is that Darryl really a name? Singletary. She was a country and western singer.
I Let Her Lie. Amen, Kind of Love. Ooh, she died of a blood clot. Don't want to know about that. Then followed by Lassie Lou Ahern.
Lassie Lou Ahern. Ahern. That's Ahern, right?
Yeah, Ahern.
Yeah, pronounce Ahern. Yeah.
Did I say that?
She was in Our Gang films. Now, you got to remember that there's... Okay, when they say Our Gang, they're talking about the last group of kids from the MGM movies, not the originals. She's 97, because those are... that. You know who came out of that one, too? Robert Blake.
Okay.
Robert Blake. So these are the last group of young kids, not like Spanky and the ones that, you know, you're used to. They were like really young.
Not at all like Spanky. No.
97, she died of the flu. I wonder if she got a shot. Anyway, you know, they really annoy me with the stuff they do when they get to be an age and they go, hey, you better, oh yeah, you better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. You could end up like Lassie.
Oh, you know, Lassie, what do you, oh, that's her name.
That's her name, yes.
First name was Lassie?
Lassie.
Or is that like, was she Scottish? It's Lassie Lou Ahern. I thought, and then they might have been like that. Emma Chambers played Alice Tinker in The Vicar of Dibley. Ah, yes, we all remember growing up with The Vicar of Dibley.
Surely.
Emma Chambers, that's a UK. A lot of you people, and we have an audience in Great Britain. We used to have a bigger audience, but they'll know that person more than we will. We don't get all of the British things.
But I remember that from the 90s.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Probably PBS. Yeah.
All right. So, and then let's do this one real quick. Billy Graham. Billy Graham died. Now, after him.
Nanette Fabre, an actor, dancer, and singer. Sid Caesar's comedy partner on Caesar's Hour. Did I say her name right? Is
Nanette,
that showing my age?
Nanette Fabre. Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah, Nanette Fabre is Nanette Fabre is the... either the mother, well, there was, do you remember the Donna Reed show?
I do, yes.
Okay, well, Shelley Fabre was her daughter.
Okay.
So you'll know, and she is, and speaking of that, she was on Coach.
Right? Well, everybody's on Coach apparently. And I never watched Coach.
And that's it for, so Nanette Fabre was also, wow, she was 97. And so that's how I, Caesar's Hour, cause she was on the second, Sid Caesar show, TV show. And then she played Catherine One Day at a Time. She, I didn't know she was in One Day, but anyway. Okay, fine.
Oh, okay. I probably know her from that.
Right, right.
Lewis Gilbert, producer director of Alfie, Shirley Valentine, and You Only Live Twice.
Yeah, he's a producer again too. He gave money to the Broccoli's, and they made more Bond movies. Peter Miles, another UK actor. He played Rotan. Is it Rotan or is it Rotani?
Anybody's guess is the best.
In several episodes of Blake's Seven. I don't know it. It's another British one. Go on to March.
Moving into March. And I must say that the older I get, the more I enjoy showing my age.
Do you really? Showing your age?
Because I'm just glad to have one.
Especially every time we do this, we think that. Too.
It's true.
This really brings it to the... brings it to the surface, but let's not.
I go through it all week. It's like, I hope I make it.
Yes. I want you to go. I'm going to calm this down for a second while I visit the, I have to visit
the
restroom. The loo. I'm going to visit very quickly. So I'm going
to
hand it over.
The loo. Yeah. Shall I continue?
Skip the, yeah. It'll be nice and quiet for you people here. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. I'll be right back. I'll be back probably in March, about March 12th. Here's D. Here's D with the beginning of March. It won't be, it really won't take that long, but I do have to go.
We'll time you.
I'm sure glad you're here.
In days. I am too. I'm just waiting for you to skip to the loo.
This gets really strange when I'm doing the show. And anyway, go ahead.
I know. And then we can hear you in the background. But on March 1st, Bill Burkett, a singer, original member of The Vogues, You're the One, 5 o'clock World. He died at age 75 of unknown causes. Ronnie Prophet was the 2nd of March. He was the CNW musician, Canadian, performed in a TV show called Grand Old Country and the Ronnie Prophet Show. He was age 80. On March 3rd, and I have nothing to say about any of these people, David Ogden Steers, actor, played Major Charles Emerson Winchester III on the TV show MASH. Now, that's one we should all remember. He was the bald guy. Another one of Hawkeye's...
Yes.
Yes. One of Hawkeye's detractors, that's it. We remember David Ogden Steers. And he died of bladder cancer. Not a good way to go. But is anyway a good way to go? March 10th, Hubert de Givenchy? Who knows? Fashion designer, House of Givenchy. But I'm not saying that as in, is it Givenchy? Yeah, it's Givenchy. Is that how that's spelled? Frank says yes. Famously dressed Audrey Hepburn, Jacqueline Kennedy, and shows that I still know nothing about fashion. On the 11th, Sir Kenneth Dodd, comedian, singer, songwriter, recorded Tears. And on the 12th, which is when Frank thought he'd be back.
And there. I told you.
I knew it.
Distressing making that visit while you talked about how David Ogden Steers died. And it's a total coincidence. It's horrible to think, but anyway.
It is.
Go ahead.
It slowed you down, I'm sure.
Two deaths on the Noki Edwards. One of the Ventures. Main guy is still alive, and I had his daughter on the show. Stacy, what's her name? Stacy wrote that book about her mother, who is also a famous pinup girl. But that's the other one. He's still alive, so let's not talk about him. Noki Edwards was one of the, he was the lead guitar. Okay. Wait a second. What does that say? Complications from hip surgery.
Uh-oh.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't, thanks good. At least it was hip, man.
To the end.
Hip
to
surgery.
The end.
He was hip to the end. Oh, jeez.
Craig Mack, a singer-rapper, also known as MC Easy. Biggest hit was Flavor in Your Ear.
Do you have a rap name? Do you have a rap name? A rapper name? You know, everybody should have a rapper name.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
You didn't make one up then.
Yeah, it's got to be like Easy D or something.
I don't know, because you know,
Flavor Fabulous.
You get too confused with all the names you have. So Easy Deasy. Whoa, I like that one. Easy Deasy.
I think I have a lot of show names. I mean, my name has pretty much stayed the same letter for as long as we've been around.
I know, but you know, well, not you know, yeah. Well, you've come up with a few other names here.
Sure. Well, true. Yes, you know. There are characters. There's always characters.
Another UK comedian has Jim Bowen. Did we get? Did we do Craig? Yeah, we did. You just did Craig Mack. I'm back. I'm back, friends. Jim Bowen. This is this is Cotola Chronicles, and the artist he is with me, and that's just one of the names that he was.
Hello.
Host of ITV's game show Bullseye. I don't know that one. How long was? Well, I don't know that at all. You know, if you watch that game channel, have you seen the game channel, the game show channel?
I have. If they could stop playing Family Feud, I'd watch it some more.
Well, like in the middle of the night, they have these weird shows that no one knows exist. There's a show with, you know, Jerry Springer hosts a show called Baggage.
I didn't know that.
It's a weirdest show. People come on with baggage. You know, their baggage, you know.
Literal baggage?
Well, it's, you know, they actually have a bag, but they, you know, and inside of it are things that you don't know about this person. You know, like likes to suck socks or something, you know. Right. Really weird stuff.
I think I know that person.
And then there's a guy, and he gets like his two girls or three girls, whatever it is, and sometimes it's a girl with two guys, and, you know, they have to match them up. Regardless of whatever their baggage, they reveal their baggage. But I mean, that's
like a freak show.
It is weird. It's a freak show, right? But here's like, this is one Bullseye.
And it lasted for a long time, and we have no idea.
Yeah.
ITV. 81 to 95. That's quite a while.
Speaking of lasting a long time, and here comes. Look at that. Now, the next two, you just would never put these two together to talk about them in the same show. I wouldn't, would you?
No, I would not, but here they are. On the 14th, it was Stephen Hawking, who was around a long time, and we love Stephen Hawking.
Sure.
Theoretical physicist, followed by Frank Avrich, an actor. He portrayed Bozo, the star of Bozo the Clown. Bozo the Clown died this year, friends.
Of heart disease. And so you know what this means. This means that the McDonald's one there from eating, you know, he's... How long
he's
is he?
Next.
What's his name? Does he have a name? What's his name?
Ronald. His name is Ronald.
Jerk. What a jerk I am. I know. Of all the things, the stupid things I remember, there he is. Ronald better watch it. Because, now there's a whole thing I'm not going to go into it right now, but there's a whole bunch of things I'm going to talk about one day about people whose middle name is the. And we're going to talk about the distinction between them right here on Cotola Chronicles as we come up. Look at this. Oh, my gosh, it's March. And we're at the roll call from the Bone Garden. We're moving along here as we come up to the second hour. And please stand by, everyone, because the artist and I are going to finish this list, even if it goes over the usual 2-hour mark. And I'm not letting you go early tonight. So you're here, right?
Right, we will finish this, but not if it kills us.
Bozo the Clown's portrayer is dead. Frank the Avrich.
And he was not shot dead at a circus.
No, it's not. You know, I don't know what his name would be. Although Bozo could probably, that name could probably fit in any language, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Bozo is worldwide, international.
Speaking of names, look at this one. People with names whose middle name is the, and now to a person who just has a hyphen.
I love it. It's Annalisa. She was on Black Saddle.
She died in the saddle?
It seems she got out of the saddle and died much later.
What is that? What does N-O stand for?
I'm trying to figure that out.
It says actress and parentheses N-O.
Well, it seems to be a country in most of these. So like Netherlands, Norway.
Yeah, well,
Norway?
Her name is, yeah, but she played Nora Travers in a show called Black Saddle. It doesn't sound Norwegian, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
But I'll find out.
No.
Thank God.
And the other one said ALS. See, I'm looking at these.
Norwegian. She was a Norwegian born actress.
Okay. Yeah. She's Norwegian. And the ALS is what? Australian. Okay, fine. I see. They make up their own.
They do.
Wayne Huizenga. Huizenga. Wayne Huizenga. I like the name. Entrepreneur,
yeah,
entrepreneur and philanthropist. one-time owner of the Miami Dolphins, Florida Marlins, and the Florida Panthers. The guy owned three major league teams. It's crazy, isn't it?
How about them Dolphins?
Wow. Well, he was 80. He died. And now the teams
goodbye, Wayne.
Don't know what to do. Yes, next.
Charles Lazar, an entrepreneur, founder and CEO of Toys R Us. Oh, isn't that interesting? Toys R Us, didn't
right.
that just end
yeah,
this
they,
year?
Yes, so they died this year too.
The founder?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Toy, and you know what? Look at how it's printed. It says Toy R Us.
Toy R Us.
Another internet mistake. That's, I've been telling you, it's unbelievable.
70 years from now, some kids will be like, Toy R Us. What was that? Oh, that was some kind of thing.
Toy R Us. Mm. That's probably, they'll do away with plurals in the future. That's why. Made myself laugh. Shawn Monique Brown, an actress, played Connie on Chicago Fire, which is still on apparently. She was 49. Look at this. It says heart disease with a question mark. Well, thank you. Why didn't they just say, unknown, you know, I mean, they're just going to guess.
Could have been this, could have been that.
Yeah, they're just going to guess. Why didn't, because there was another one that said what, not unknown?
Yes, there was an unknown.
Unknown causes or what have you. How about this? You know, so on the next one, we're going to hear like this. For instance, here's what I'll do. I'll do this one. Debbie Lee Carrington played Little Bigfoot in Harry and the Hendersons, which was a movie. 1987, age 58. How'd she die? Lung failure. Or kidney failure? Yeah, literally. Kidney failure?
Exactly.
They should make it up, that's all. Poor girl. That's a...
Although it would be even better if you put it next to the next one. Dolores Taylor, she was an actress, developed the character Billy Jack and starred in all three Billy Jack movies.
Yeah.
But she died of dementia?
Dementia at 80? Oh, at 85.
Question mark? And that would be a question mark. She wasn't sure.
Look at this. Bill, look at this. Listen, look at what it's typed, okay? It says starred in all three Bill Jack movies.
Oh, Bill Jack.
They didn't put the Y.
No.
Those were Billy Jack, The Trial of Billy Jack, Billy Jack Goes to Washington. And our next one is Billy Jack, dead at 102. The character himself and her. Okay, who's next? Linda Brown, civil rights figure. We know Linda Brown. We've heard of her.
We have.
Yeah, definitely.
Outlawed segregation, school segregation.
Yeah. Then more of those we need.
Many more. And finally, in March, Bill Maynard, an actor, comedian, lead role in Oh No. It's what?
Yeah, what is
Selwyn
that?
Froggett.
What? Selwyn Froggett
is his lead role.
The lead role in listen to this. Complications from a fall. That's how they died. Complications from a fall. This could be anything. I could be, what is it? Was it a broken head? Was it a skull?
Trip and fall.
Yeah. Well, what the heck? What? Oh man. And here, you know, we try to be as accurate as possible, but we're only as accurate as the information that is given to us for the roll call of the Bone Garden. So everyone, now before you mention, as we go to April here, an hour for April, there's no rush. As before we get, well, eventually, you know, I'm going to be up all night anyway. But you aren't. I want to
do. Get up in the morning with one of his names.
I want to do something before you mention this next one. Okay.
Okay.
I want to do something right here. And let's see if anybody, this is like, well, now it's roll call from the Bone Garden, what do you call time?
time.
Quiz time. You're talking about game shows?
Okay,
here we go. I gotta wait till this, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna hear someone. Oh, you're not gonna hear it.
I hope I can hear it. Maybe. Skype is evil like this.
I don't understand that because I don't know if anyone.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill.
Can you hear that?
No, nothing. Not a thing.
And I have a microphone right to the speaker.
It knows. It knows. And it doesn't want to do anything illegal. Skype's an ass.
Okay, well.
I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
People can hear that.
If you ladies leave my island. If you survive.
Okay, well, there's no reason to leave you out of the show.
Please that, go on.
It was the voice of someone who, it was the voice of this person who died on April, whoa, where the heck is he? He's way down there. He died sometime there, and then we'll get to him when we get to him, because he's not early on here. So go ahead. Start April.
On the first, it was Stephen Boschko, a TV writer and a producer. Oh, another person with money. Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, age 74.
How can it do that? How can it edit? If you can hear me in the mic, sound goes through the mic. How could you not hear that? How does it do that? That's frightening.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
Dying. Okay, go ahead. Oh, Winnie
Mandela, yeah, go ahead. Politician, anti-apartheid activist, married to Nelson Mandela. Oh, yeah, dead at 81.
Yeah. But do the next. I'm going to do the 8th.
Okay, I'm going to keep going. So Tim O'Connor, actor, played Dr. Eliza Huer in Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
And on the 8th. Oh, sorry. On the 8th. On the 8th.
Because he's dying to tell you.
Yes, I'm dying. I am dying. We talked about him when he was on, and I told my story and everything.
Oh,
Chuck McCann. Yeah, the actor, comedian, who should have gotten an Academy Award for his part in The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. But the Academy said no. It wasn't even nominated, I'd say. Or maybe it was.
That was a good show. I enjoyed that show.
The Chuck McCann show and everything Chuck McCann ever did. You could look for him online and go back to, if it's still in the archives, when I talked about Chuck McCann.
And I enjoyed your show about him. That's the show I was talking about.
Thank you. That's congestive heart failure. See, now the other ones say heart attack, this is very precise. Congestive heart failure at 83. Great guy. I don't know. I didn't know him personally, so I don't know if he's a great guy. For all I know, he kicked his dog. I'm just saying that he was a real nice guy when I knew him. Anyway, go ahead.
He was. Yvonne Staples lost her stapler on the 10th. Gospel R&B singer, family gospel group, the Staples Singers, number one hit, Let's Do It Again.
Another UK. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And she's no longer doing it?
Not.
Ever again.
You never know. Oh, the Staples Singers, oddly enough, were named the Staples Singers because that was a family. The Staples.
The Staples.
Yeah. You know, that's right. Like the four freshmen, their last names weren't freshmen. It's not, you see, this was different. So a lot of people don't know that, you know?
No.
Alex Beckett, another UK, 2012. Did anyone ever see that? Somebody, hello? No one.
No.
Probably over in England they have. Now here's the voice, the 15th, he died. The voice, and what I was trying to do was play, and those of you who were listening could hear it. I don't know how it works, but if you're listening to the show, you heard it, but, is the guy, it was Full Metal Jacket. He was known, worldwide from that. His, portrayal of, I forgot the name of the sergeant, but he's this, real tough Marine sergeant. In the movie.
Sergeant Hartman in the movie.
Look at this. Why don't I read it? It says right there.
Did you play a clip from the movie?
Yeah, when he was saying, today, he just says, I love the one where he goes, today is Christmas, the birthday. He went to something, Jesus Christ, the Jesus' birthday. I can't even, let's forget it. I was going to play it. I can't even Yeah, we're in the second hour here at Total Chronicles. Roll call, yeah. Bonegarn, going as usual, right here. Go.
One of my favorite actors in one of my favorite shows, Harry Anderson, played the judge in Night Court, which I was obsessed with.
Did you really like that?
I really loved it that much. It bothers me that it's not free on one of these.
It is.
Things.
It is. If you get the channel. There is a channel.
The channel. But I don't want the channel. I want it free. Give it to me.
It is. Well, it's free on TV. It's free TV.
Oh, I don't get television, though.
Oh, that's right. You don't have the cable. Yeah, okay. Harry Anderson. Only 65.
65.
Boy, that's frightening. Hey, wait a second. Oh, I was going to say, how could he be born in 84 and die at 65 in 92? That's the Night Court was on. I didn't know it was on that long. Wow. Oh,
big deal.
And that's all he ever did, really, too. He didn't do anything else, really.
He did do that horrible show, Dave's World, was it?
Oh, okay. So he had a bomb.
That was really bad. It was really popular, but it was really bad.
And if I'm not mistaken, he was as stand-up, he was a magician, right?
He was a magician, yes.
Yeah, okay. Comedy magician. Well, a lot of magicians have comic sides to them. Pamela Gidley, from Twin Peaks. Were you a big Twin Peaks fan?
I was not. I have never seen any Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever. I refuse.
I know people just would really love that.
The
way you loved Night Court.
Oh, yes.
Cause not released. So why say anything?
And since this is it, we'll probably never know.
Barbara Bush died, of course, and then George W. Bush, you'll hear about him later. Well, we said him now. We put them both together. That's where they wanted to be. So we won't mention George H.W. Bush. His wife died in, where are we, in April?
April.
Now, here's a guy I've talked about in stories that I have told about my, I'm not going to tell the whole story. I'll just sing you the song that made French people in America that I was with at the time and working with, that made them crack up. It went like this. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, Bruno San Martino, how are you? And that's not the, Bruno San Martino, a professional wrestler, from way back. Bruno San Martino died of 82 of heart failure. They didn't even know Bruno San Martino, these French people, but they laughed when I used his name in place of whatever French words went in Frère Jacques. And I told that story a number of times. Also, I want to mention Bruno San Martino appeared in two movies I know about. One of them, Mighty Joe Young, the original Mighty Joe Young, in a scene where the fake animated gorilla has a tug of war with a whole bunch of strong men, I believe he was in that. And he was also in Hercules with another guy I did a show about, whose name I just forgot. The guy who played the original, Steve Reeves, former Mr. America. And there's that. And now here's D now with the rest of April.
Dale Winton, a TV host, Dale's supermarket sweep from 93 to 07, in it to win it, 02 to 16. He was age 62.
Supermarket Sweep was, I thought, that, and they might, oh, that's the UK. That was the British supermarket.
That's the UK, yeah, okay. That was the UK.
Go on.
Ronald Blaskett, a comedian and ventriloquist, Australian. Jerry G's Jamboree in 59. His doll was named Jerry G.
From whence came the title of his show, Jerry G's Jamboree.
And then it was Avicii, Tim Bergling, which was an electronic music producer. He killed himself in... No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Wait a minute. I thought he killed himself. It says he
you
died
knew
of
him?
Pancreas,
you knew of him?
Pancreatitis. Yes. He was... Well, I knew of him after he died. He was apparently very popular with people in the electronic music scene, and he was only 28.
Yeah, well, he was suffering from acute... You know, some things do not need modifiers. Pancreatitis is a horrible thing. It hurts. There's no such thing as acute. You have pancreatitis, it's horrible. And so
it was
acute.
Not cute. And I did just confirm he killed himself.
Yeah, because he had a...
Because he had acute pancreatitis.
You know, it's not cute.
That's what he said. He said, this is not cute. I'm going to
kill
myself.
People get through pancreatitis, but it's a deadly disease of the pancreas. You can't live without a pancreas. Said Vern Troyer, the actor who played Mini-Me. Oh, that was that guy.
Yes, Mini-Me is dead. They think he killed himself too, although this says possible alcohol poisoning at the age of 49.
I guess that little body couldn't take as much as a bigger body, right? Is that how that works?
I'm not sure. He drank a lot. Could happen.
I don't know. Okay.
Could happen to anybody at 49, depending on how much you drank. But then Bob Doro died, and he was a musician and a songwriter, and he composed and performed Schoolhouse Rock, the series.
You know that?
I do know that. You don't know that?
No.
You never forced your children to watch this?
No.
It was probably, not even around then, I guess. I mean, it was an old thing, and I kind of watched it because they made me watch it as a child.
Maybe my kids weren't around then. I mean, how much?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because it was, old for me, so maybe it was not a kid thing for your kids.
And it was too old for me to watch it.
It's too old for you. No, it was too new.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was old in the opposite
That's
direction
right.
both ways.
I did not know that Kristen Nelson, who died, Rick Nelson's wife, who if you could see them, any of those old Ozzy and Harriet ones, she was a beautiful young girl. And, of course, their DNA you know, got those incredibly gorgeous kid boy twins who tried to be rock and rollers and just forget about it. The Nelsons, they called themselves. Just like the Swinger Singers or whatever their names. The Nelsons, because their names were Nelson. Rick, and boy, he was a strange young man. I did not know her though, and I think he divorced her. But anyway, she died of a heart attack at 72. But if you had a picture of her, look her up. She's hauntingly pretty. One of those hauntingly pretty women. And I'm sorry she's that.
She is. She looks like a painting.
You just saw her, huh? You looked
at
her?
I did. I just looked at her.
God, you're right on top of all this. Go ahead. Finish off April.
Very good at this. Paul Jungerwit, which someone out there should recognize this name. He was a producer of TV shows The Partridge Family, Golden Girls, Dead Poets Society.
Wait a second. His name, and it could not, it had, did they pronounce it that?
Jungerwit.
It should be Younger. Yes. Like Carl Jung. They,
right? I've heard it Have pronounced Jungerwit, because it was Jungerwit and Thomas. Yeah, he was with, on the Golden Girls, who did, they did that together.
It's Americans pronunciation. Go ahead.
Goddamn Americans.
Robert Mandan.
Robert Mandan, another actor, played Chester Tate on the sitcom Soap.
And a couple of soap characters have slipped away.
I was focusing on two jokes at the same time.
Well, what was the other one? What was
because
yours?
Tom has contacted us again.
Really? What's he saying? Why did you just get on? Can he get on? He should have been on.
Just get on. He said thought Stephen Hawking was an actual physicist.
What did you say?
So I had to look back at what we said. We said theoretical physicist.
Oh, well, because that's all theory.
It's
he didn't prove anything, Tom. That's theory. Don't you remember what Dr. Woldar told us? It's all theory.
I think I got the joke, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We're in May now.
I was being literal. May. We're moving along. May.
Steve Coy, a UK musician, he played drums and keyboard for the rock group Dead or Alive. Oh, yeah, Pete Burns.
Well, I guess we know. I guess we know now, right? He's answered the question.
Dead or Alive is now dead.
Yeah, he's answered the question. Dead or Alive? Because that's the name of the group is a question. It's not like other groups don't have, but they don't, see, they don't put a question mark. They never put a question mark after, it should be a question, right? It's not like the Dave Clark Five? You don't have question marks. Dead Clock Five? The single swingers? The singers? No. But Dead or Alive is a question, isn't it?
It is. But I think they didn't want people saying that. Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive? Hey, you're going to see, where are you going tonight? Got tickets to see Dead or Alive?
Which is it? Where are you going?
They're live tonight. Live! It's Dead or Alive? Live! Go on, man. Sorry.
Catherine Godbold, an actress from Australia, played Deborah Hale Reginery on The Saddle Club. Age 43 of brain cancer.
Not to be confused with Black Saddle, who I've already forgotten that poor person who died, who was in Black Saddle.
He's off the saddle.
Black in the saddle again. Gail Shepherd Singer? Oh, the Shepherd Sisters. See? The Shepherd.
Yes.
But here they say, they could have just been called the Shepherds, but they call themselves the Shepherd Sisters. That was, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. And American Bandstand. Two shows headed by people I absolutely hated. I had no reason to hate Arthur Godfrey other than his, just the way he came off. I never liked him when I was a kid. And I used to watch, my mother used to watch Arthur Godfrey. And we all know about American Bandstand. We don't have to go on there. Go on, move. Go on.
Margo Kidder, who I didn't know was dead, is dead.
Really?
She played Lois Lane in Superbad.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I knew.
See?
Something that Lois Lane was dead, but I just didn't put that together with Margot Kidder.
Oh, okay.
I forgot that was her.
Yeah, people have already, with all the superhero things they've done since then, they've all forgotten George Reeves. What was his name?
Reeves.
No, who played Reeves? Who was
Steve?
No, the guy who played Superman.
It was Steve Reeves.
No, Steve Reeves was the Hercules guy. The guy who played it see, you don't even remember. Who was in the Superman from 1979? Reeves. He fell off a horse and he was crippled.
Christopher Reeves.
There you go, Chris Reeves. Jeez. Holy moly. Tom Wolfe died after that, 88, of infection. He died.
No way to go.
He was, You either liked him or you didn't, but he was a very popular writer. Age, he also wrote, Swartham of the Damned, or no. Anyway, Infection. It just says Infection. What does that mean? I guess he went septic. I mean, he's septic and they couldn't find, yes. Okay, I understand that. Because I once went septic, but I was saved. So here I am. On Cthulhu Chronicles, right? What a way to get into a what is that called anyway? An ID. There you go.
An ID, yes. I'm so glad you survived all of these.
Thank you.
Things.
Hashtag, Bone Garden, hashtag, The Artist D, hashtag, Frank, or at Frank Cthulhu at The Artist D, right here on Cthulhu Chronicles. We are here until it's, till this year, last year is over. This year. Go on.
Where we, Joseph Campanella, an actor, played Lou Wickersham in Mannix, and Joe Torino on The Guiding Light.
And he was in many movies, so it's shame that they just
that face, him. That face, yeah. We know that face.
Patricia Morrison, let's just do one edit, one after another, you do one, I do one, and we'll just get through a month and a half, too. So here we go. Patricia Morrison, actress. You know, there haven't been any real personal stories yet. Actress played Maid Marian in The Prince of Thieves, 1947, which obviously was a Robin Hood type thing. She was 103.
Good age.
That's the age they use in the original Peter Pan. I'm gonna live till 103. There's a lyric. I'm not going to die. No, siree. I'm going to live to be 103. I'm saying, okay, you go ahead. Your turn.
I'm good with that. Philip Roth, a novelist, wrote Portnoy's Complaint in 68 and received a Pulitzer Prize for American Pastoral in age... He was age 85, congestive heart failure.
I thought I heard my phone ringing. What? Who would dare call me? Philip
Don't
Roth...
Don't they know? By now,
I know
what you're doing.
It's Portnoy's. The book is Portnoy's Complaint, and the thing I love about Philip Roth is that I don't know what you said, but Portnoy.
It looks like Portnoy.
It's Portnoy. Okay. The thing that I love
showing my age.
Yeah, he wrote a couple of really wonderful books. The thing I love about Philip Roth is that I read an interview with him well after he died. And I went, look at that. Somebody writes like I do, which is amazing to find somebody who, an interview. And they said, this is how I write. So that nobody cares about that anyway. But while I was growing up, I remember the next guy. Yeah. Hello. You still with me? Hello, Gee.
I did Philip Roth.
Oh, okay. Clint Walker.
Hello.
He played Cheyenne in the TV Western Cheyenne. He was 90 and the song went like this. I didn't know his last name. I saw this show every gosh damn week. I don't ever remember them saying his last name was Bodie. And they didn't mention it in the song, which went something like this. Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be roaming tonight? Cheyenne, Cheyenne. I don't know the rest of the words, but I do remember that because I was a kid.
I like it.
You're up.
John Peter Bain, who was, listen to this, a video gaming commentator.
What?
Also known as Total Biscuit. Was a popular gaming critic on YouTube.
See, he had a rapper name. Total Biscuit sounds like a rapper
Total
name.
It does. And he died at age 33 of colon cancer.
Oh, no. That's before they even tell you to get it checked. That's horrible. How would it be that early? Tony Travis, actor, singer, played Eddie Crane in the Beatniks. That movie? I know about Beatniks, but I don't know about that. He also jammed a movie called Jamboree. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. 92.
Alan Bean, captain of, and another astronaut. He was aboard Apollo 12, and he was with the second mission to land on the moon. Another moonwalker.
86. What does it say?
Sudden illness.
Sudden illness. So in other words, I mean, sudden illness.
He became suddenly ill.
He was sick.
And he
just
died.
It's like, what? What kind of an illness is so, we need to have a telethon for sudden sudden illness. How does it? Yeah, I just don't. You know what they say? I don't know. What does that mean? You get a cold that killed them? What? What is sudden illness?
Something
you know what,
suddenly happened.
You know, if you think about this, every illness is sudden, right? It just doesn't. You know, it's not like, well, you know, he was. It was 3 years before he wasn't feeling well, and then, right? Every illness
That's
is
true.
Sudden, right?
Although some of these guys died, I noticed, from a lengthy illness.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't get how that how that's classified.
Well, I hope you don't get a sudden.
Maybe Tom Savino can tell us what is a sudden illness. Go on.
Yes, tell us, Tom. Frederick Arnold was an actor. Actually, this is yours, but I'll take it anyway. Okay. Frederick Arnold was an actor. Played attorney Fred Shea in Lost Angeles in '89.
Don't know it, but I'm sorry, and we're both sorry that he's gone. Yeah.
You can have Cornelia.
Cornelia Francis, of course. I thought that was the real name of Connie Francis, but she portrayed. She was in a thing called. She was in an Australian TV show, and she died of bladder cancer in 77. I'm sorry, Cornelia Francis, not Connie Francis. Here's June. Oh boy, you know, even though we have time, I'm like kicking. I'm going like what? Go.
Well, you know, you can never kick that instinct. On the 5th, we lost Kate Spade, a fashion designer and entrepreneur. She died of suicide at the age of 55.
140 domestic and 175 international stores. We don't know one, right?
I don't actually. I'd never heard of her until she killed herself.
Jerry Marin was an actor. He was the last living munchkin. Oh, that's him. Not Billy. So I knew one of them. But he died a while ago. The last living munchkin.
I remember the munchkin story.
Yes, remember that? Yeah, it was Billy.
Yes, I do.
Billy and the racing form. He was the last living munchkin. There's something about that phrase that doesn't work for me.
Historians will be scratching their chin for years with that one. Another one lost of suicide was Anthony Bourdain, TV personality and chef, died of suicide at the age of 61.
You know, even if it's a matter of respect or what have you, I cannot sit through one of his shows. I don't want him to die. I'm sorry he died. Sorry he killed himself like that, and I have no reason. Maybe if I continued to watch his show and dislike it, I would also be on the brink of that kind of sadness, but I don't get it. I just don't like that shit, but people went nuts. And there's another instance of someone dying and then immediately, oh my God, he was, and I, you know me, I'm not going to get into too, no one's a legend and no one's a genius. Okay. So, but then immediately, Bourdain and Ivan, and then CNN puts them on like old gosh darn night. I don't know.
You to watch.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I'm not crazy about that show.
I wasn't either, actually. Not about the show. I mean, I didn't really know much about him.
Me neither. I don't know what
much
was
like Kate Spade until it happened.
Any number of people could have done a show like that. And I think Tom and I would have done a better show.
I would have enjoyed that show.
Right? Go ahead.
Jackson Odell was an actor, songwriter, played Ari Caldwell on The Goldbergs, age 20.
Now, I know. Why don't they say something? I mean, now they say nothing. 20. Sudden illness or sudden suicide? Why don't they say sudden suicide?
Unexpected suicide. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Wow. Wow. I don't know.
I can't even get you the answers quickly.
DJ Fontana, the drummer who played drums for the Blue Mean Boys and then for Elvis Presley, so that goes way back. He was one of those guys. He's probably the guy you see when you watch those old clips of... 54 to 68. So this guy was playing drums for him throughout. Okay. Go ahead. You can get this one. No. Don't give me the one after that. Go ahead. Go ahead. You do.
Leslie Grantham, actor, played Den Watson, BBC TV show EastEnders.
Jose Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy. Now, let me excuse.
Oh, this one.
Paging Joshua Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy.
Playing third base. Joshua Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy. Sorry. Who is he?
He's this name that I still to this day cannot. I'm not pronouncing it right. He was the Triple X Temptation.
I guess Temptation would be T-E-N, Temptation.
But this is what someone needs to explain this to me, because I handled this like an old person, because they kept saying that his name was scandalous and lewd, and I don't see it. Right. I don't understand.
Singer, songwriter, rapper. He was murdered.
He was.
20. I don't want, you know what? I'm starting to hear, I don't want a rapper name.
We have not changed our mind.
Yeah, we've changed our mind completely.
Not everyone needs
a
rapper.
No, they go after you. What do they do? You know, what a name. Joseph, and I know we're saying it wrong, incorrectly. Go ahead.
Charles Krauthammer, author, columnist.
If you can't pronounce that name, then I'm going home.
Did I pronounce that?
Yeah, Krauthammer.
Okay,
Mr. D.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, now. You get it now. I didn't do it without saying it.
Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist for the Washington Post, several Fox TV shows, age 68 of small intestine cancer.
So apparently if you have a large intestine, you're better off. Is that what that's supposed to mean? Hello?
I wish that was true.
Why don't they write correctly? Deanna Lund, actress. He's a fascinating, just one thing about Charles, I don't know him or anything, but I know of him, but I did, and I always wondered, I didn't know he was, paralyzed from, I guess, from what, the neck down for like, because he hit his head one day swimming. I mean, it wasn't even like, you know, it goes to show you, I know too many of these stories of people who just, the slightest thing happens to them, but it just happens in such a dire way that it makes them, deficient in, as humans for the rest of their lives.
That's although horrible.
It is terrible, but small intestine cancer does not mean, they did it again. Deanna Lund, actress, played Valerie Ames in Land of the Giants. Apparently she had a large intestine. But not a large, she died of pancreatic cancer. See, it wasn't acute pancreatitis. It was pancreatic cancer. Who's next? Richard Benjamin Harris. Not the Richard Benjamin who was on the show, the actor. Not him. This is Richard Benjamin Harris and Sarah's son.
Oh, he was the father on the Pawn Stars, that television show.
I've not seen a lot of it. Joe Jackson, manager. Oh, yeah, the Jackson 5. He's also died of pancreatic.
He's down there somewhere looking up.
You know, there's not a lot of good things written about him.
No,
right?
There's not.
So, I mean, still, we don't want to see you die, but we don't want to see you so old that you still beat your kids, if that's true. Wasn't even beating, was it? There was other stuff going on.
There was so much stuff.
Oh, God. Why would you have a list? You see, you don't hear these. Even when you hear that, hear people like that in a list, you will never hear the things that we tell you because we're straightforward and going to it 27 minutes after the second hour. Right here on Cotolo Chronicles, Roll Call from the Bone Garden, 2018. We're so glad to be here. We're so sorry they all died, but we're glad to be here because otherwise, you know, gone to July.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be.
Exactly.
In July. Yeah. Tab Hunter. I love Tab
did
Hunter.
Why did I think you did?
Oh.
Yeah.
Just adorable. Wonderful. To the end. And he played... Well, they're referencing Battle Cry and Young Loves. No, he was in John Waters films, for Christ's sake.
Because John got smart. John got smart and picked up when they start picking up these guys who were just, one hit. You know, who's the other guy? The guy, he was in The Godfather, Troy Donahue.
Oh.
I think they were all gay, weren't they? Was he gay?
I think so. Tab Hunter was.
I think the other guy was too.
And this is where I found out because everyone posted that quote unquote scandalous photo of him and Roddy McDowell. And they were like together, half dressed in a kitchen. And it was pretty hot. But I guess Roddy McDowell was gay too. I didn't know.
But you know what? Just two men in a kitchen.
Half naked
is not necessarily something that immediately qualifies the label of homosexuality,
but it could be hot.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm saying that, but you know, if you were attracted to two men in a kitchen, they might have, you could be attracted to them if they had chef clothing on, right?
Well, today, you know, but back then had to see it. You had to be there, Frank.
Okay. Well, so much for that. It's amazing that Tab Hunter and Troy, and I'm not sure about Troy Donahue. I just think so. What's amazing is these guys died very old, you know, compared to, and then, you know, get the Rock Hudson thing. Rock Hudson probably died so that these people could live on, right? Because there were so many, contributions to medicine that helped throughout the years, right?
Yes.
Either that or Tab and Troy never went to, Fire Island. Did you ever see, oh, now I forgot the name of the, what was it? It's called, it's a movie. Heart. Heart is the name of the second word in the movie, in the title. Did you ever see that movie? Have you seen the movie?
With I don't
Mark Ruffalo?
No.
The play. All right, forget it. We'll move on. Carlo Benetton, fashion designer. Okay. One of four siblings who owned Benetton Group, a design fashion house. Sorry, gone. 74. Next.
Roger Perry, an actor, played attorney Jim Harrington in TV show Harrigan and Son with Pat O'Brien.
Harrigan and Son. Harrigan. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N. That way they used the George M. Cohen song for the theme. Spells Harrigan, proud of all the Irish blood that's in you. This is not the show where I sing, so let's move on.
I was enjoying.
Robert Walters. Yeah, baloney. You were thinking about Roddy and Tab in a kitchen.
In a kitchen.
In a kitchen. Roger. Okay, that was him. Robert Walters played Eric Hunter in Laredo, a TV Western that no one remembers because it was only on a while. Here's a man. Let me do the next. Oh, I didn't know.
Please,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I got the wrong person. Go ahead.
Thought it was a different one.
I didn't
know. Nancy Sinatra Sr.
I knew her son. That's all I was saying.
I.
No. Yes, I did. Yeah. Her son.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've heard this tale.
This story. Yeah.
First wife of Frank Sinatra. Right. The mother of his three children. And she was 101.
Yeah, she went to 101. Well, you know, Sinatra was older than I thought when he died. But anyway. L. Marie Wendell. Was Mrs. Dubkek. What is that? Third Rock? I don't remember. I saw maybe one episode of my life.
Yeah, Third Rock. But I don't remember who that was.
Well, she was 89. And good night, Elmarie. Let's go to August. I'll start it off with Mary Carlisle. She played a starry-eyed romantic interest in over 60 films, including College Humor with the Bingle. Der Bingle. Der Bingle, age 104. We're up there. Go.
Charlotte Ray, Edna Garrett on the TV sitcom Different Strokes.
Right.
And The Facts of Life, we all know Charlotte Ray.
92, huh?
Bone cancer.
Stan Mikita, an ice hockey player. Enough said. Oh, wait a second. Wait. This is the interesting thing about him, because I didn't know him. I should have known him, because I played hockey and I was following hockey before that. 59? Yeah, okay. Anyway, I don't know him. I don't remember him. But it says here, he died of dementia with Lewy bodies. What does that mean? Dementia with capital L, small e, small w, y bodies. Dementia with Lewy bodies. You gonna look that one up for me? Do we have to stop here?
It's a type of dementia.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's strange that they put it that way, because usually it's Lewy body dementia. I believe.
Oh, he had dementia with Louis bodies. To me, he had dementia, and these other guys named Louis were all dead with him. That's why you gotta speak and write English correctly.
And by the way, Lewy bodies are abnormal aggregates of protein that develop inside nerve cells, contributing to Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia.
They sound like candies, right? I got a box. Look, right.
Way better than that.
I got a box of Lewy bodies. Want one? I don't know. I never heard that. I haven't heard of everything. I'm not the smartest guy.
Now you have.
We all know about Aretha Franklin.
She died.
Yeah. And she lived a lot longer than most. Pancreatic cancer people are living longer, but not many of them are getting away with it. That's for sure. There was a time. And I know that because I personally know someone who got it and went gone. A very close friend of mine. Barbara Harris, who's not on this list because that was a long time ago. Although you put him on the list. We don't put personal people on the list anyway. Barbara Harris, actress, played Evelyn Ketcher in Peggy Sue Got Married. Of course, we all remember that. It's on our cue list at Netflix, right, everybody? Mary Blank in Gross Point Blank, which I never could watch that movie. Age 83. Go on.
And then we're on to Ed King, a musician, lead guitarist, and bassist of Southern rock group Lynyrd Skynyrd, He co-wrote Sweet Home Alabama.
Now, what I want to know is, why wasn't he on that plane? Didn't they all die in a plane crash?
Not Lynyrd Skynyrd, no.
No? Who was that?
No, that was... Well,
what group was that?
You were... Are you thinking the Chubby Checker thing?
No!
No.
Chubby Checker? Plane. Chubby Checker didn't die on a plane.
Somebody that he knew died on a plane.
Didn't, oh, I'm going to have to look that one. Lynyrd Skynyrd, I thought they died on a plane crash. One grew, oh, that was Alabama.
Alabama died on a plane?
Yeah, the whole group.
The whole group.
You don't remember that? It was during one of these shows. You're going to have to go back to the archives.
I will. Which you can find on juicetalk.com.
Robin Leach, reporter. We all know him. Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. He was 76. A stroke. Wait, what did he used to say? Hello there. No, that was the wrong guy. We know John McCain died. We know that. I'm going to just jump ahead here for a second here. And then, of course, Neil Simon, which was a real, when he was older, what a wonderful, wonderful writer in so many ways. And certainly, and if anybody out there wants to be a writer, study the things, even if you don't like it. And that's what's wrong with people who want to learn things, is they want to shy away from things they think they won't like or that's corny or something. And they say, I'm not going to study that. I'm going to study something I like. Yeah, well, then you're not going to be good, all right? That's it.
Right.
I've said it. So there, study Neil Simon and you'll learn how to write. And certainly one of the finest joke writers. And don't you come up to me if you're a comedian. Don't ever come up to me and go, Neil who? I'll punch you. I'll punch you hard. Go on.
Real hard. To Susan Brown, an actress who played Dr. Gail Adamson Baldwin on General Hospital.
Go on. Just to finish up.
Oh, Gloria Jean, actress, singer, very popular actress. It makes it known. She was a very popular actress who co-starred in 26 feature films, but it doesn't tell us any of those films.
Look at this next one and tell me what happened.
Marquez. She played a nurse on Wendy Goldman on TV show ER.
Look at how she does.
She was shot by the police.
Shot by police. Shot by, now, okay. You know, if someone says you were shot by police, I guess the first thing that comes to your mind is, well, what were you doing? Were you armed? Were you robbing a store? Did you have somebody at gunpoint? Why would you be shot by the police? And today in this world, you could be shot by the police for nothing.
You could, for nothing.
So I don't know her story, but that must be one of those stories, mustn't it?
It could be. She was killed by police during an incident at her home in California. Authorities had been called to her house to conduct a welfare check.
It was her! Yeah, I heard this story. Go ahead.
Oh, discovered her having a seizure and suffering from mental health issues after 90 minutes of conversation with authorities, including intervention from health workers. She allegedly armed herself with what they believed to be a pistol, pointed it at the police, who opened fire. It was later discovered to be a BB gun.
They talked with her. What did that
rip? 90 minutes.
90 minutes.
90 minutes.
And then they killed. They said, like, you know what? I hope you got your gun cocked. You know, you imagine these guys, what are they doing? Like, that's so ridiculous. Let's move on. I'm sorry about that one. Listeners of Cotolo Chronicles right here with a roll call from the Bone Garden. But we're telling you like it happened. We're just telling you what they said, and we're questioning the reports, and we're doing the best we can. No one else will do this better. Here's September 2018, as now told by The Art Is Thee. Go.
Hi. September. Jacqueline Pierce, an actress from the UK, played the villain Servalin in a BBC sci-fi Blake 7. Oh, more of that Blake 7 stuff.
I know.
Must be very popular over there.
Yeah.
And then we got Bill Daly on the 4th of September, and he will be known if you see him, because he was the astronaut Roger Healy on I Dream of Jeannie.
Have you seen
Barbara?
And also
on the Bob Newhart show, too.
Oh, that's right. He was on Bob. Have you seen Barbara Eden lately?
I have. She looks the same as she's always have.
That's got to be a lot of... She probably goes to the same person that Jane Fonda.
Fonda, yes.
Because it costs a lot of money, Jane Fonda said, to stay like that.
Looking like Jane Fonda.
Yeah, and Barbara Eden, who might be one of the first TV personalities to cause me to swell. I just don't know. When I was a young.
You heard it here first, friends. One of the first.
But I want to tell you something, though. Everyone is thinking about and it was not in I Dream of Jeannie, okay? Yeah. I'm going to tell you where, because there was also the other one. Two of them made me swell when I was younger. There was a TV series called How to Marry a Millionaire, which was a TV series based on the movie. Mm-hmm. And she,
which is one of my favorite movies.
Okay, well, you could check out How to Marry a Millionaire, the series. Barbara Eden played the Marilyn Monroe part in the series.
Oh.
And she was that dumb blonde. It's not why, I have no idea why, because when you're young, you don't know why. Suddenly you just go, what? You know?
Suddenly you're swollen and
yeah.
you don't know why.
And her, and there's this actress on there who is nothing like her in terms of being like a sexy blonde, named Murray Anders. She was on one of our lists a couple of years back. She was in a lot of TV and noir movies and stuff. She also did it for me. Those are my young ones.
I wonder if that's the one I remember, because I remember on a Bone Garden you were telling me about someone who got you swelling, and that could have been her.
Could have been Murray Anders. Look her up. Murry, as in Merry Christmas. Anders, Anders. You'll see her somewhere. All of you can look it up. You could look it up later if you didn't look it up before. I said look it up, not lick it up. Christopher Lawford was the son of Peter Lawford. He was 63, had a heart attack. I don't know how his father died. Go.
Richard DeVos was a businessman and a philanthropist, co-founder of Amway and the owner of the Orlando Magic basketball team.
Hey, Tom! I hope Tom's still listening. Tom, Richard DeVos, we heard this name, and we'll tell you Amway stories. We can tell you Amway stories that are hilarious. Tom, remember Richard DeVos? He knows. You know he's going to answer if he's still listening.
Yes.
Richard DeVos, one of those guys. We'll go into that some other time. Liz Fraser was Liz Fraser was in a lot of the Carry On films. She's British, and I've talked before about this series of comedies that were produced by J. Arthur Rank Studio early on. I guess the 50s. Carry On. Carry On. There was Carry On Everything. She was in Carry On Regardless. Carry On Cruising. Carry On Cabbie. There was Carry On Nurse. Carry On Captain. Carry On Everything. There was everything but Carry On Luggage. It was not Carry On Luggage. Go ahead. You know, you do him.
Burt Reynolds. We all know. We all can do Burt Reynolds. An actor. Really? Yes. Deliverance, Smokey and the Bandit, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, one of my favorite films. Cardiac Arrest at the Age
Which
of
one?
82.
Oh, Smokey?
Best Little Whorehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Well, he was in the film. It was a play.
Yeah, it was. But then the big guy, who was the big guy?
What big guy? In it?
Was it Dom DeLuise in that or another big guy?
No, DeLuise was another. No, he was in other movies with Burt, but
he was the town mayor or something.
Oh, okay.
I would sing, but that's not what this show's about.
He's been dead a long time now, Dom DeLuise, you know?
He has.
And it's not going to get any less. And Mac Miller?
Tom said, of course.
Mac Miller died of a drug overdose. He, of course, is the guy, his debut album, now, he must have had others. This was number one album, was Blue Slide Park. I have no idea. 26? Drug overdose, Mac Miller. I don't know him.
And Tom does write in, he said, of course, for DeVos.
Yeah, see?
He's listening.
Chelsea Smith was Miss Texas 1994, Miss USA 1995, Miss Universe. They couldn't go any farther than that. A state, a country, and then the universe itself. She stayed so pretty that she's got to be in Guinness.
She went far.
She's got to be in Guinness. I don't know. Who would win all of those? Go on.
And liver cancer. After all that, liver cancer. Yeah, yeah. Peter Donat, an actor, played Bill Mulder, Agent Mulder's adoptive father in The X-Files. Well, Canadian. It could have been Donet.
Because there was an old that Robert Donet was a actor in the 40s. I think he had the same spelling. Who knows?
Meanwhile, I'm down here in America like, oh, Peter Donat. Donut.
Hey, look, here's another one from Carry On. Fenella Fielding, known as, here you go, England's First Lady of the Double Entendre.
Oh.
What? The First Lady? You mean, was there a second lady?
Approve. Jeez, Well, there were many after of the double entendre.
I guess so.
At least two.
Miss Merton, another UK actress. I'm just going to move
on. Merton, Space 1999. Dudley Sutton, another UK actor from Tinker Dill in TV show Lovejoy.
See, I'll move on if you're going to drop in those endless pauses that you do now and then there, Jay. I'll just step in.
You love my pauses. Everybody loves my pauses.
Dudley Sutton played Tinker Dill. No, that's not one of the Teletubbies. He was in Lovejoy, which, I actually remember that. I hated that show, but I remember watching it for some reason. Finish off September, would you please?
Roger Robinson, he played Fred Shuttlesworth in the miniseries King. Marty Balin was on the 27th of September. Musician, songwriter, founding member of Jefferson Airplane and Starship, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He died of, what is it? Does it say what he died of? I know it
does not.
He, oddly enough, he, well before he was 76, he had a brain aneurysm and lived through that.
Oh.
And then, as a lot of people do. And there are people, by the way, who have been on this list, people who are still alive. Remember the guy from Crocodile Dundee? What was his name? That Australian guy. Remember that guy? He was only in those Crocodile Dundee movies. I don't think
but I don't remember who it was.
I don't know either. Anyway, here we are now in the last, we're doing okay considering even though. Yeah. There you go.
October. Peggy Sue Guerin. She was the inspiration for Buddy Holly's hit song Peggy Sue. And later the song Peggy Sue Got Married.
The Peggy Sue suit. Carry On Peggy Sue was the English version.
And now she has carried on.
Probably not, yeah. Juan Romero. Food worker. Food worker. Not healer. Food worker. He worked
nowhere
with food.
Nowhere else, folks. Nowhere else.
Because this is the guy who knelt beside Bobby Kennedy and comforted him immediately after his assassination. That sentence is wrong there too. Juan was not assassinated. he knelt beside Bobby Kennedy and comforted him after his assassination.
But can't do that.
No, you can't because the guy lived. Oh boy, he died of a heart attack.
You can't comfort a dead person.
He was not only that, but who's the his? Look at the pronouns. Well,
I got that. But even as it is, you can't comfort.
No, that's true. You're right.
The assassinated.
Bernadette Carroll was not assassinated. She was with the Angels, originally the Starlets. And of course, he wrote, my boyfriend's back and they're gonna, and the other, and then later on parody? My boyfriend's black and his name is Stevie Wonder. Hey, remember that one?
I don't remember that
one. Okay, that guy's dead too.
He is dead. He's not on this list.
It's not many years that we'll get to see this name twice. Go.
Don Sandberg.
Go ahead.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
He performed, wrote, and produced Bozo Circus. Oh my God.
Two Bozo references in the same Bone Garden. By golly, this is a show you need to bookmark. Oh, Scott Wilson played Herschel Green on the TV show The Walking Dead, a show I've tried to watch and said, I have a life to lead. I need to move on. I don't know how
he did really good. I love those episodes. I did watch.
I don't know how people get into that, but that's not my business.
I'm over it now.
It's none of my business. It's still on, right? Isn't it like 17 years?
It is. It's still on.
I get rid of these damn things already. How many generations have lived through that series?
That's the problem. One season is like a day. That's when I stopped.
God.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Okay. The Walking Dead is now the Sleeping Dead. He's age 76 and he's gone. Peggy McKay played Carolyn Brady in Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Or the one that we used to do on the Wolfman Jack show, which got us a lot of trouble. Days of Our Wives. We got into trouble for that one. Go on now. Today you couldn't do what we did. Go ahead.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah, right.
Celeste Yarnall, an actress, starred in horror film Eve in 68 and was also the final Miss Rheingold beer girl 1965. And Rheingold, yeah. The dry beer.
Right, you know you guys are going to. Yes. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Look for Rheingold wherever you buy beer. It is crispy and
dry. It's not bitter, not sweet.
It's not bitter, not sweet. And it, you lick it off your feet. It's just by Rector Rheingold beer. How do you remember that? Because, it, you know, the things that we really remember without trying or even want to come from that particular age when we absorb all that stuff and it just gets imprinted, right?
Right.
And later on, there's too much stuff there. Again, you got your saloon doors on you. Doors, everything's going nuts, man. That's why you got to open your saloon doors. Like Arnold Copelson did that. He won an Academy Award for producing Platoon, The Fugitive, and The Devil's Advocate. It's a lot of money he put up.
A lot of money. And then Paul Allen died, an inventor, a philanthropist, a co-founder of Microsoft in 1975, gave billions to charities in education, wildlife, and environmental conservation, the arts, healthcare, well, yes, everything. We get it.
We need more of those people who can make that kind of money and just toss it out to
give it.
You know, to
instead of becoming a producer, he did something with his life.
I know. I mean, imagine how many people's lives were saved, you know, who could be traced to what Paul Allen did compared to Arnold Copelson. I don't mean to make Arnold Copelson look, but coming from me, that's okay, because I don't do a gosh darn thing for the human race. But, so I know, right? And I would not be, you know, if I could hear you when I die and you're saying like him, hey, he did nothing. It was a waste. I'd go, right. You know? But guys like Paul Allen, if I had money, those are the guys I'd look after. I'd try to follow. Randy Cefuto from Randy and the Rainbows. Danny, Scooby, I love, wait, Danny, Scooby-Doo, I'm in love with you, Danny, Scooby-Doo. That's the one. I'm in love with you, Denise. That was their biggest hit. I think it was their only hit anyway. Go ahead.
I'd say Earl E. Bakken, or that could be it. Inventor developed the first external battery-operated transistorized wearable artificial pacemaker.
Wow, that's
57.
Amazing.
Try to get that commercial out. It's the first external battery operated transistorized wearable artificial.
Get with the beat. Gilberto Benetton, fashion designer, four siblings who own Benetton Group. Didn't this guy die earlier in this list?
Somebody else from Benetton Group.
Yeah.
Or maybe this,
oh, okay. Someone else from the Benetton. Maybe this is a name from the Benetton.
We've got two people from Benetton, from Bozo.
Yeah. Tony White. Let's, we got two, and we're now going into the extended Cthulhu Chronicles here, for the, where are we? It's a roll call from the Bone Garden with the artist D and me as we go into September. Let's get the analyst. I'll just really quickly. Tony Joe White, that was who, the guy, you know, somebody recently, you know, someone asked me for this song and I didn't want to do it. Poke Salad Annie. Poke Salad Annie. And they wrote it phonetically. And Randy and I, yeah, Poke Salad Annie. It's Pork Salad Annie. You dope. That's the way they say it. And I didn't do it because I don't like Freddie Hart, who wrote "Easy Loving," song of the year. He was 91. Jimmy Farrar, who's a singer songwriter, just got through these people. Southern from the Southern rock group Molly Hatchet. I don't know them, but they didn't die in a plane. Kenny Marks, a Christian singer, who just got discovered on Billy Graham's Afterglow concert series. And what can I tell you? Here's November now with the artist D as we head towards our extended Cthulhu Chronicles vocal from the Bone Guard. Go ahead.
Dave Rowland, a CNW singer, part of the singing trio Dave and Sugar, number one hits The Door Is Always Open and Tear Time, followed by Roy Hargrove, a jazz musician, band leader of the jazz group The RH Factory, won 2 Grammy Awards. On the 3rd of November was Sandra Locke, actress The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Oh, that one.
That's the movie. Remember?
And yes,
that's the Chuck McCann movie we were talking about.
That's the Chuck McCann movie. And her death, cardiac arrest related to breast and bone cancers.
Okay. So it wasn't cancer. It was what cancer did to her. I don't understand how they could be so technical with some and just nothing. And then when they get technical, you know, it's like, just say cancer. Or cardiac arrest is what killed her. The cancer didn't kill her.
It's true.
I'm sorry. I don't need to get so, Donna.
Because it could easily be cardiac arrest related to life. I mean, that will eventually get you as well.
Yeah. It's like murder by death. Speaking of Neil Simon, go on.
Donna Axum, a beauty pageant winner, Miss Arkansas and Miss America, but not Miss Universe.
Ah.
Is also an author, an executive producer, an actress, a philanthropist, a civic leader, age 76. And on the 11th was Wayne Maunder, an actor, played Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. Why couldn't they just said played Custer in the TV show Custer? And Scott Lancer in Lancer.
Oh, he had always got lead. He had title roles, this guy, all the time.
Absolutely.
Wayne, and that was Wayne. Here's Rain.
Douglas Rain, stage and voice actor in the UK, provided the voice of HAL 9000.
That's right. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. Open the goddamn. I always wanted to see it, you know, done. Like, nobody even did that. I guess what's-his-name should have done that. That's a Mel Brooks bit, right?
Oh, he really should have. I love that.
I'm sorry, Dave. So, in other words, he sang Daisy, Daisy, give me your hands. I'm alone. I'm Dave. I don't feel well. Anyway. That's him.
Followed by, as everyone knows, Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Which your friend and mine, Jeremy Long, has a lot of photos with.
Yeah, I someday we should do a Stan Lee show. I don't know. I got my problems with Stan, but you know,
that's,
he's old.
Your problems.
95, and he went, and they'll always know him from, his partner. I don't think they ever gave Jack Kirby enough credit. No. But anyway, move on to Catherine Scotty McGregor. The McGregor or the McGregors? Was that the... Hey, Tom, it's the McGregors. She's from the McGregor family. Tom knows her. Tom will know her, right?
Tom knows.
McGregor. The McGregors. The McGregors.
She was the angry person on the Little House on the Prairie. She was that angry old woman. Harriet Olson.
God, there's a show. Now, there's a show that... this story's there, but anyway, Roy Clark finally died. I thought he was much older. Roy was as funny as he might be, funny, he was a marvelous guitar player. Never got as much credit for being a guitar player as he did, on that Hee Haw show. And let's face it, I don't even want to talk bad about that family anymore because they employed me for a while and they fired me. So let's move on.
To William Goldman, screenwriter, novelist, playwright, won 2 Academy Awards for Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid and the All the President's Men.
Robert Blythe paid Richard Fagan Heppelwhite in the show High Hopes. I don't know. You don't know. Move on.
Nicholas Rogue, director, cinematographer, directed Performance and The Man Who Fell to Earth. Well, at least we know that one.
Yeah, we know both of those, right?
Yeah.
Bernardo Bertolucci? I didn't know he died. See that?
I didn't know that either.
That didn't show up anywhere, did it?
Oh, and so recently too, and we didn't know.
Yeah, you see the things that just went by? Bernardo Bertolucci, they say, you know, there's much more than Last Tango in Paris and The Last Emperor. If you're a film buff or what have you, check out Bernardo Bertolucci. There's a bunch of movies you like. Steven Hillenburg, I'll finish this off, cartoonist. That's right, the SpongeBob SquarePants guy. Lateral sclerosis. Apparently, there's sclerosis has many shapes,
many directions.
I love the use of words for things that we know from other stuff. We know we already told George Bush. We told you about that. You know it was recently. Here's December as we go into our extended Cthulhu Chronicles. Let's finish December and then we get the heck out of here so we can.
That's right. You know? Ken Berry, who's been in a lot, he started in F Troop and the Andy Griffith Show, but I know his face. I've seen his face.
What do you know more from?
I can't recall. He was in a lot of those.
He took over for Andy Griffith in.
He did.
In that show. Oh, it
Mama's
says it right
here. Mama's Family.
Oh, right. Yeah. He never did a lot of movies or anything like that. Philip Bosco, not the man who invented the chocolate syrup from which bears his name, but the man who starred in the movie The Savages. And he won a Tony for Lend Me a Tenor. And that's tenor, not, you know, money.
Right.
88 right. Dementia. Go ahead.
Peter Armitage, an actor, played Bill Webster on the TV show Coronation Street, which is a popular series over there, age 78.
Mm-hmm. Pete Shelley, singer-songwriter. He was a lead singer for Buzzcocks. I don't know. 63. Does anyone out there know Buzzcocks?
I think they do. I don't either, but I think they do out there.
This is not going to go all the way, so let's just go to the 17.
Yeah, Nancy Williams, whoever she was. But then Penny Marshall, she just died.
Yes.
And we know her as Laverne.
There's another one, Complications. And I heard that Complications, I don't know how they decide to do the, come up with the reason. But that's as they do, huh?
Yes.
That's all we have. Those are the celebrity deaths from every boy, you know, two bozos,
two fashion designers.
Yeah, fashion designers, philanthropists.
Several people I couldn't pronounce because I'm not old enough.
Not just actors, actresses, songwriters, artists, and filmmakers, things that we did not know about. And we are, once again, the annual Roll Call from the Bone Garden says that's that, huh?
And the last message from Tom Savino says, what? The McGregors, how can I forget the many hours trying to research this muckraking family?
We'll go back to that when next time Tom could be on the show.
I think he should be back on. There's plenty here that he needs to comment on.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard the McGregor? We've told that show that on that on here. Yeah, we did. We told it when we did our college show with him, the two Toms, the three amigos.
Then I definitely heard it.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
I don't remember.
I know. Who remembers all this stuff? We've been on for a dog's age.
Well, I mean, this is like the 11th year of our Bone Garden.
Right. So that's wild. This is crazy. This is great. Let's keep it.
Fuzzy. Let's keep going. Let's I don't keep wanna, living.
Unless we quit. Just quit. That's all it. We don't want to go any other way. Thank you again.
Thank you.
The prince of many names. and you can hear the Artist D on the latest configuration of the name show, which is what?
It's my fabulous show. That's the Artist D's fabulous show. That's on Wednesdays. And then we've got Coffee House on Saturday mornings with Anne Marie and I. We're back on 4Culture Radio.
Listen.
So you got to go to 4Culture.com and theartistd.com.
But the next time you do a show on your own where you have guests or you just talk like I do, right? Here's the name. Here's the title of it. Promise me. Unless you don't like it.
You don't have to
promise me. Ready? It should be D apostrophe fabulous. Defabulous. Get it?
Yes.
Defabulous. Back. Is it fabulous? The Artist D. D apostrophe fabulous. All lowercase. Defabulous.
Get it? Okay.
Defabulous. And you get the song. Defabulous. Marvelous. You know, you do it.
I think I have a clip of you singing that song.
Not Defabulous.
Okay. Yes, you've done that.
Really?
You have. Many years ago.
Oh, my God. You see what it just shoved it in there. I don't even remember what I've done. Here I am thinking I got a new idea. It's not. It's been filed.
Been 20 years.
Oh, my God.
No, there's something. There is one of the IDs you did for me. You were singing Defabulous.
Wow. And I didn't remember it. Well, God bless me.
Well, who can remember? We've done so much. So much.
And you got extra time there, and that's that for that. And, boy, Happy New Year to you, Dee.
Happy New Year to you, Frank. Thank you for having me, always.
Yeah, and you'll have to come on and we'll, you know, about to do something else, because we're going to, I think, you know, we're still on. We haven't stopped yet.
Absolutely. I will. We will.
Have a good 2019, and we'll be in touch and do stuff.
We will.
In that case, you won't hear the theme, so you might as well just leave, because they don't, you might as well just go
well,
and hang up.
Good night.
Okay, good night, D, and thank you, and don't forget, Defabulous, listen to it, and go to theartistd.com, right?
Yes, theartistd.com is where it's all posted.
Get the books, look at the videos, rent the things, and then go to Juice.
Buy my books, and then go buy Frank's books.
Yes, buy the books, And you'll be great. Good night and Happy New Year.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Same here. Defabulous. Get it? Gosh, I know what's wrong with me. Quality of the call? I'll give you 5 stars, and thank you very much for doing it. Look at that. I don't know how to get back to where I was with this Skype thing. It's nuts. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. Hey, my name is Frank Atolo, man's name that joins the title of the show. Listen, Happy New Year, everyone. We'll be back hopefully next time, next year, on a Thursday. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you may be located, and everyone else, I say to you, see you soon, whether it's on the streets or in your dreams. In your dreams, I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you in your dreams. In my dreams! I'll go now. We've said a lot. Now a moment of silence, because I have nothing more to say.